Communicating without words. Dr. Lynn Tambo is a specialist in non-verbal communication. Listen to the talk she gave at a youth centre in Cape Town.
Good morning, everyone. Settle down, please. Everyone here? Right. Today's lesson covers non-verbal communication, which means all communication that does not use actual words. Before we look at some forms of non-verbal communication, I want you to write down the following sentence. When there's a difference between verbal and non-verbal communication, people usually believe the non-verbal signals. Got it? Let me repeat. When verbal and non-verbal communication contradict each other, we usually believe the non-verbal signals. Why? Because most people think that non-verbal communication is more honest. Let me give you an example. If I roll my eyes, sigh, and say, "I'm just so happy to see you," do you think that I'm really happy to see you? Of course not. If I roll my eyes, you can see that I'm not happy, even though my words say that I am. So clearly, how you say something is often just as important as what you say. Today, we'll look at three types of non-verbal communication. One, facial expressions, like frowns, smiles, rolling your eyes, and so on. Two, body language, like folding your arms or turning your back on someone. And three, tone of voice. These three non-verbal signals can give clues and extra information over and above the actual words you use to communicate. But before we continue, I'd like to say something about non-verbal communication between different cultures. Some non-verbal communication is universal, the same everywhere in the world, like a frown or a smile. But others, like making eye contact or touching someone, can be very different in different cultures. Right, let's start with facial expressions. The eyes are often called the mirrors of the soul. And when...